Ninth week, first day, the way of love. Do not keep for yourself the persons who come to you with their love. Unbind them, let them go. Teach them to recognize only the mastery of God and to yield only to his desires and leadings. You have the power to give away those persons who give themselves to you, who have given you their love. So dare to love and be loved, but dare to relinquish too. For if we try to keep for our own private personal aggrandizement, no matter how subtly, the love of others, then jealousy, tyranny, and all manner of suffering will result. But if we allow others to love us, as channels through which their love may flow straight back to the heart of the Father, we cannot ever love or hurt them. One who loves in the way I am describing, who does not want to possess his friends or loved ones for any selfish purposes, finds that he possesses them after all, for larger purposes. And they who are possessed by a love as limitless and powerful as that which I am describing are set free. For such love removes all limitations to their growth and enables them to meet any need. It is the Holy Spirit manifesting through clear souls. And there is great eternal truth. Everyone deep down in his soul longs to be possessed by a towering, colossal, unselfish, unself-seeking love. That is the aim and purpose of his entire life's journey. To find such love is to find the very kingdom itself here and now, for then we abide in the Father in whom only love is complete. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of John, chapter 20, verses 16 and 17. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and your God.